Welcome to the pregame show of Dowling Catholic High School Basketball with your host, Mark Amadeo, on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Their softball and baseball, but everything else is out here. They got the brand new stadium just down the hallway. Brian, if you take a look, you'll see the brand new football stadium, which we saw a month or so ago. And here they got the brand new beautiful facility and going on, and it is very nice, very lit up, and they're going to have a show for us when they do the pregame. I just know that.
That's what I heard. I'm interested to see if they built a nice big auditorium here, because I know Southeast Polk, when they built their new high school, they put in a nice auditorium, and this school is gorgeous out here.
Yeah, it certainly is, and they've done a great job with it, and of course, they're not in session yet, and neither is Dowling. I think they go back, is it Thursday? Both schools.
Heck, I'm out of that game,
Mark.
Right. I don't know.
You're an empty nester. You and Margie are all empty, both empty nesters. And I saw you send Dave Marculia and I some pictures that you're traveling all around the country following your daughters, your three daughters.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But, yeah, it was a good fall. It was a good fall. Looking forward to the winter here, and hopefully it'll warm up in 2 months. We'll get out of this cold spell.
Well, for Dowling, it's good news. They get one of their post players back. Matter of fact, she was a starter last year. That's Josie Feiler, averaged third leading scorer, averaging 11.5 points. Leading rebounder team from last year, averaging 8.5, and a shot 70% from the free throw line. And she's back. This will be her first game after undergoing ACL surgery earlier this summer. Like it was June or July she had the surgery, so she was just cleared right after the Valley game, which the Maroons won 84-75 back on December 19th. Then we had the Christmas and New Year's break, but Feiler comes back for the Maroons. She will not start tonight. She'll come off the bench, Brian.
Yeah, that's Josie. We saw her play, Mark, last 3 years at Dowling, and has just improved every year, and to have that injury happen this summer, thank goodness she was able to rehab and come back for her senior season.
Yeah, no question about it. She signed with Omaha. It used to be known as the University of Nebraska Omaha, but now they just went to the University of Omaha, kind of a marketing deal, if you will, and everything seems to be working towards that, and hopefully we're going to find out tonight. She did practice during some of Dowling's scrimmages over the Christmas and New Year's break. The Maroons traveled to Marion, Iowa, faced a top team out of 1A, and that was Springville. As a matter of fact, I think they're defending champs, and they're back with full force. They faced they faced Marion, which is a top team out of Class 3A, and then this team out of Class 4 or 5A, Iowa City West, was also involved. The Maroons did very well there, and of course they didn't keep score, but Iowa City West currently ranked third, and they dropped two games before the Christmas break. So the Maroons had a pretty good test during their holiday scrimmages over in Marion, Iowa.
Yeah, that's a nice feature that the Athletic Association allows these teams to do those scrimmages over the breaks. I know they've done it over the last several years. And you get tired of playing against each other in practice, so it's really good to get some competition.
Well, certainly as Dowling comes in ranked seventh, they're with an 8-1 record. Their only loss was to Ankeny Centennial, 50-37 back on November 28th. Of course, the Maroons played without their leading scorer, Caitlin Clark, who was out with an ankle injury that she suffered up at the Minneapolis, Minnesota tournament up at the Denny O'Grady University, St. Thomas University, and she sat out that game. Now, the Maroons look like they're going to win this sophomore game, Dowling up two with 15 seconds remaining, so we may get the girls' game underway eventually here if this doesn't go to overtime, Brian.
You know, I walked in, Mark, it was like a 2 or 3 point game, and it's just been nip and tuck, and it's a great game right now. The Maroons, as you say, they're up by one, it looks like.
Yeah, Maroons were up like 13-3, and then it was a timeout. Johnson, everything else closed in. Johnson made a run and ended up being tied at 15. So both teams had a string of runs in the sophomore game, and we'll get the varsity game started here momentarily. So we got an extended pregame. Want to welcome everybody back from the Christmas and New Year's break. Hope everybody had a happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. And I know I just got back from Memphis, Tennessee on Sunday night. It was New Year's Eve. Went down and watched Iowa State and Memphis, my son's last game as a member of the Iowa State video group. And what a time they had. They left on Christmas Day. I had to take him to the airport Christmas Day. Open presents. Dad, I need to ride to the airport. And he flew out with the team, and they were down there. I think they hit Beale Street every night.
Well, that's good. Again, it's nice to see you converting, Mark, over to rooting on the real team.
Oh, converting.
To rooting on the real team in the state. That's nice.
Well, I don't know about that, but I was cheering them on. I found there were two other couples down there with my wife and I that the spouses were Iowa fans. One of them had Iowa State gear on. I was not one of them.
Okay.
I had my neutral colors on. think I had a Memphis blue underneath and a black Iowa hat or something, but we all had a lot of fun. We were really cheering for the Cyclones. Congratulations to Matt Campbell and what a job they did going into enemy territory. The only bowl game that the home team was literally the home team, that was their home stadium. I know when you go down Texas and you play the Texas Bowl, well, one of the Texas teams may have to travel a couple hours or 5 hours. This was literally a home game for Memphis, and congratulations to what Iowa State did. You don't see that very often, Brian.
No, it was outstanding. The Hawks win. Two good football games yesterday on TV. The Irish win, so Father Frank will be happy.
Father Frank Palmer is very happy. God's team won.
God's team won.
That's
he
what it's called.
Says that. Yep.
All right, let's take a look at tonight's other games in the Central Iowa Metro League. There are four games. There were five games scheduled. Only four are being played because the game in Mason City between Fort Dodge and Mason City has been postponed to Thursday night. Number 8, Waukee, is at Southeast Polk, which is 9th ranked, as final shots going underway. And Dowling boys are going to win it 70-66 in the sophomore game. So the Dowling sophomores are winning. Of course, Dowling girls, the JV team, is playing in the other gym on the other side of the partition. We'll have to get an update there. I saw one of the Sarcone family running around. Maybe they can give us an update here later. But other games going on. Number 8, Waukee, at number 9, Southeast Polk. Hoover's at Lincoln. Marshalltown is at Urbandale. And, of course, right here at 7th-ranked Dowling at number 5, Johnson, the girls' game, which we're getting started right around 6:15 or so. We'll see how much time they put on the clock. It's right now it's about 8 after 6. So, Brian, we probably won't get underway until about close to 6:30, I'm guessing. Big little Hawkeye game going on tonight in Dallas Center. Number 8, Boone, at Dallas Center Grimes. The girls' game's got underway at 5 o'clock. The boys' game will start here probably in the next 20 minutes at 6:30. Number 6, Ankeny Centennial. Number 11, Valley. Number 15, Ankeny. Ames, East, Roosevelt, North, and Ottumwa all idle tonight, along with 10th-ranked Indianola out of the Little Hawkeye Conference. So they are all idle tonight. So just four games, and school's not even back, and we're here at the brand-new Johnson High School. Mark Amadale, Brian Morris, and Brian, did you have fun listening to all the broadcasts this fall? I know you and Mr. Marcoux and I kind of conversed, like every game.
It was different. That's funny because a lot of people I saw over Christmas asked me, you know, how it was because I didn't do football for the first time in like 10 years. And I said, you know what? I enjoyed listening to the guys on the radio. I enjoyed being able to kind of go and travel around a little bit. And it was always fun listening to you guys on another state championship for the Maroons, 5 in a row.
Unbelievable.
And I just, you know, how can you not love what Tom Wilson has done with this program? It's just unbelievable.
It certainly has. Well, right now, the girls' teams are warming up, and they put 15 minutes on the clock, so that's about a 6:25 tip-off. We're going to take a break here on the pregame show. We'll take a two-minute break. Our studio producer is Jeff Pickett, so we'll take 2 minutes here. Jeff will return with more pregame from the Johnson High School gym out here on Northwest 100th Street, the brand-new school is where tonight's game is being played. Mark Amadale, Brian Morris, back with more pregame after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Tune in to Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder, Thursdays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Johnson High School gym. Mark Amadale alongside Brian Morse. We get set for girls and boys basketball tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio as the sophomore boys' parents are starting to leave. And go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I was going to say the sophomore boys game that ended, Mark, a three-point victory by the Maroons, and the girls are now out. We've got 11 minutes on the clock, and right now I'm watching Josie Feiler, to be quite honest, just because you come back from a knee injury, and you just want to see how Josie's going to move out there. So I'll be watching that tonight because that's a tough injury to come back from.
It is, and, you know, it's never easy the first game. And I was talking to Coach Jellick, the Johnston coach, and, you know, he's been here at Johnston this sixth year, took him to a state runner-up title, state runner-up game that lost to Ankeny Centennial. And he's had several kids go through the ACL process. And he says, Mark, their first game back, even though they practice and scrimmage, whatever, they're just not quite sure. So you don't know what to expect, and Josie's going to go through that here in the next several weeks. So tonight she'll have her stretches where she doesn't think about it, and others – maybe she starts thinking about it, and she'll be in a brace. But the good news is she's back, and, you know, she's going to take her rehab just like everybody else. So, well, good luck to Josie Feiler.
Absolutely. And I'm interested, again, first time seeing Caitlin Clark play this year. Again, we watched her all last year. Again, she's a very, very athletic, very good ball player, and leads the team in scoring, Mark, by averaging about 25 points a game.
26.5 points. 6.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists.
I'm gonna get a text.
77%.
I'm gonna get a text from Mr. Nizzi. He's gonna tell me I'm wrong on his granddaughter.
They're listening in Omaha, by the way. Brian didn't tell you that. And leads the team with 24 made three pointers. So she's leading a lot of categories. But the one thing I like to see when you see players of Caitlin's caliber, and we've seen them with other teams, they're not only leading scorer, maybe rebounder, but they also lead the team in assists. And that says a lot about distributing the basketball and making your teammates part of this this game. And Caitlin has done a great job of that. And this is only her sophomore year.
Yeah, you know what we're going to see tonight, Mark? Both these teams are going to try and get up and down the court. They both average more turnovers than assists, which means they play an up-tempo style of basketball game. Downing's going to get out, try and make some steals. As you mentioned, Clark has 20 steals, Moses 13, Wanick 12. So Downing's going to steal the ball tonight a lot, Mark.
Well, you would think so, but this is a Johnston team that doesn't give up that many turnovers. And you look at the Dragons, they average 14.5 turnovers a game. Dowling averages 16.5. But both teams push the tempo. And, you know, Johnston, as I mentioned, they won their first 9 games this year. This is game number 10 for them. But last year, they won 8 of their last 10 ball games. Their two losses were to Dowling Catholic and to Indianola in the first round of the girls' state tournament. So this is a Dowling team that swept Johnston last year, as you probably remember, Brian. The Maroons won both meetings, 60-43 at Dowling back on December 20th a year ago, and then Dowling winning at the old Johnston High School, 53-51 back on January 27th. So the Maroons swept the two-game series.
And that, again, I think these Dowling-Johnston games over the last 6-7 years have all been so tight, so I'm expecting another big, good game tonight.
Well, I certainly would hope so. Now we'll take a look at the Johnston, this Johnston team. They're led by Maya McDermott. She averaged 19.5 points and 5 assists per game, and leads the team with 26 steals, and she also leads the team with made three-pointers. She wears number 2, a 5'6 sophomore. We saw her play last year, this very young Johnston team, for Coach Jellick. And also in there, the second leading scorer is Jenna Johnson. She's a 5'9 senior guard, averaging 14.5 points, and, you know, she shoots 77% the free throw line. And the reason those are important, because that's who closes out the game. It's going to be done at the free throw line, and we've seen when you see Clark for Dowling and Wanick for Dowling and Feiler and Tong go to the free throw line, they're all shooting over 40%, or over 70% rather. Johnson the same way with Jensen. Jenna Johnson and Maya McDermott, both shooting over 70% free throw line. They will close out games.
Yeah, both teams, you say, shoot around 70% as teams, and it'll be it's going to be an interesting will of how each team comes out and who's the aggressor tonight. Because, again, as you say, both teams are coming back from a long layoff, Christmas break. You got to break some of that rust off these first quarter or so, I would think.
And we mentioned Dowling going over to Linmar, Marion, and playing in there, or rather Marion, Iowa, playing the 3A school over there in their scrimmage with Springville, Marion, Iowa City West, and Dowling. Well, Johnson hosted a pretty good scrimmage here at the Johnson Gym, and they had teams like Waukee come up and some other ranked teams that were involved with that. And I'm looking for my notes here because I wrote them down, and now I got them on a different page. But when you see teams that kind of play up during their downtime, especially when you have Christmas and New Year's, that says a lot about what they want to accomplish. And for Coach Jellick, he's looking to do the same thing. They scrimmaged Indianola, Waukee, Sioux City West, and Dallas Center Grimes, who the Dragons are up against.
Yeah, that's good competition. And you know, as we said, it's nice just to play against somebody else after 3 weeks of practicing just with your teammates.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we come back. We will come back with the starting lineups and more pregame. Again, we'll take a 2-minute break here. Jeff Pickett, our studio producer tonight, along with Brian Morris, Mark Amadale, back with more pregame. It's Dowling and Johnson here at the brand new Johnson High School on Northwest 100th Street here in Johnson, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to all the Catholic Tuition Organization donors this year. $3.2 million raised in record time. The real thanks, though, comes from our families.
We owe CTO so much. With the tuition help we received, we can keep our kids in Catholic school.
Pledges are being accepted for 2018 online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, so oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family. A great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. Okay. That's RRRealty.com.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, Fridays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Johnson Gym. Mark Amadale, Brian Morris making his 2018 debut. Appreciate you sitting in for Steve Devaney tonight. Brian, I know you're trying to retire, but even though your kids are out of the house and you and Margie are empty nesters, we're glad to have you here on Iowa Catholic Radio. You're the first guy in sitting next to me in 2018, so for what it's worth, congratulations.
Hey, anytime, Mark. Just give me a holler. If I can make it, I will for sure make it. But I always enjoy listening to you guys. Mr. DeVinny does a fabulous job. And then Mike Morrow, my coach from 35 years ago.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about that.
I love listening to Mike. You got it. It's like being coached by Donnie, his brother. But you got to really pay attention to what they say because it's hard sometimes.
I'll leave it at that because I don't want to get in any trouble either with either of them. All right, let's take a look at the blow-by-blow for both teams. We mentioned Johnson girls come in ranked 5th, 9-0. They're 2-0 in Iowa Conference play. So if anything tonight, Brian, it's a battle of undefeated teams in the Iowa Conference of the Central Iowa Metro League, which is made up of Dowling and Johnson, along with Urbandale, Marshalltown, Fort Dodge, and May City. They're the 6 teams that make up one division. the Iowa division of the CIML, and this is for first place tonight with these two teams.
Yeah, that means they'll play again later in the season,
right?
At Dowling, and yeah, you're right. You're always looking to, and you never know if you're going to meet each other later down the road, Mark, because it seems to sure happen. Dowling and Johnson meet on the way to state or at state. That's
right.
Happened a lot of times.
That's true. Well, you mentioned, start with Johnson. They have wins at Lincoln, at Ames. They defeated 7th-ranked Mason City out of Class 4A, and Urbandale and Ottumwa, along with wins versus Ankeny Centennial. Cedar Rapids Xavier, ranked 11th in Class 4A, number 11 Valley, Indianola. And so they've kind of run the table. They've knocked off a team that Dowling did, and that was Ankeny Centennial. If you look at some of the numbers, they had a big win over Centennial. And, of course, this is a veteran team that Coach Jellick said, you know, they play 7 kids, start 5, play 2 off the bench, maybe 3. We'll see Brooke McKee, number 10, come in. But a very young team with 2 seniors on this group.
Yeah, and we saw that, as you mentioned earlier, that Maya McDermott, she did a nice job last year both times against the Maroon. Very quick player. She's an outstanding soccer player as well. I know I watched her, as you probably did, Mark. Went to that Dowling Johnson soccer game last year. That was a great game to get to state last year. I actually was at that game.
I figured you would.
And Maya McDermott, she was one of the leading soccer players in the state, goal shooters last year.
That's right. And for Dowling, the Maroons have their last 5 wins have come against Bishop Meade out of Kansas. That was a great matchup at Dowling. Urbandale, they won at Ames, Fort Dodge, Valley, and, of course, the Valley game was right before the Christmas break, the Maroons winning 84-75. So that's kind of the tail of the tape. The Maroons' only blemish was to Ankeny Centennial, and Johnson has a win over Ankeny Centennial. And let's take a look at our starting lineup tonight. First of all, for the visitors from Dowling, the head coach is Kristen Meyer in her second year as the Maroons' head coach, 128 wins, 51 losses in her 8th year of coaching. She had 6 other years at Nevada head basketball coach, girls basketball coach up there. And the Maroons will start at one guard, Caitlin Clark, 5'11 sophomore, averaging 26.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, leads the team with 20 steals, and leads the team with 24 made three-pointers. She'll wear number 11. And the other guard is Anna Wanick, 5'8 senior, averaging 11 points, 5.5 rebounds. She'll wear number 23. And the third guard is Mia Cataldo. Cataldo, a 5'6 senior, averaging 7 points, 2.5 rebounds. She'll wear number 21. And at one forward for Dowling, Caitlin Moses. Moses, a 5'8 senior, averaging 7 points, 6.5 rebounds. She'll wear number 15. And at center for Dowling will be J.C. Cothey tonight. Cothey, a 5'10 junior, averaging 4 points, 5.5 rebounds. And she'll wear number 35. We'll come back with the starting lineups for Johnson after we take this break. First, a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, and our pregame prayer with Father Zach Koski here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School, and welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School basketball. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting basketball, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
God our Father, we thank you for the many gifts and talents you have given to our young people. We thank you especially for the ability to participate in athletic competition today. Help us to put forth our best effort, to represent our school with class, to respect our opponents, and to grow as disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the charisms of faith, truth, and wisdom. Keep us safe from injury and harm through the intercession of Our Lady. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Sebastian, patron of athletes, pray for us.
Welcome to our broadcast of Dowling Catholic High School basketball on the official radio station of Dowling Catholic High School Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School is underwritten by
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Two Rivers Glass and Door,
Kemen Industries,
R&R Realty Group,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
the Catholic Tuition Organization,
and Tamia and Sons.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, broadcasting across Central Iowa on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming on iowacatholicradio.com and reaching around the globe on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. And now, the voice of Dowling Catholic High School Sports and Activities, Mark Amadeo.
Oh, the land of the free,
And our national anthem being performed before tonight's game here at the Johnston Gym. Taj Neely, a student here at Johnston High School, performing the national anthem alongside Brian Morris, Mark Hemmedale, as we get set for the girls' game tonight between Dowling Catholic and Johnston. Mr. Morris.
Glad to see Coach Cataldo. He's up here. He's looking over, making sure it all works out here.
And Rodney Feiler walking by here. I don't know what he was. He's here to watch. His daughter's first game back.
I think his son played too, right?
Sophomore game. Dowling sophomore boys winning 70-66. And we mentioned the Dowling lineup. They'll go in with Caitlin Clark, Anna Wanick, and Mia Cataldo, the three guards. Caitlin Moses at forward and J.C. Cothey at center. Runes will see Josie Feiler playing her first game tonight after coming off ACL surgery. She'll come off the bench along with Nye Tong, Grace Gaber, and Ella McVeigh. So the Maroons will get into their rotation. Dowling coming in with an 8-1 record. They're undefeated in Iowa Conference play at 2-0 and ranked number 7. Coming in, averaging 68 points on offense, giving up 54.5 points on defense. The Maroons lead this series against Johnston going back to 2007. I think one of your daughters was a freshman back then,
I think you're right.
Ryan. But the Maroons lead the series 18-5, and Dowling coming off both wins last year when the two teams met. And now for the Johnston Dragons. Head coach is Chad Jellick in his sixth year here at Johnston. 88 wins, 41 losses, assisted by Mark Hine and Brad Buchan and Rob Newton. And the Dragons will start at one guard, Maya McDermott. McDermott, their leading scorer, averaging 19.5 points, 5 assists, and leads the team with 26 steals and 23 made three-pointers. McDermott will wear number 2 and a 5'6 sophomore. The other guard is Macy Thompson, 5'6 junior, averaging 3.5 points and 3.5 rebounds. She'll wear number 24. The third guard is Jenna Johnson, the second leading scorer, averaging 14.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, and she will wear number 34. And at one forward for the Dragons is Maddie Mock. Mock, a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 11 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 2.5 assists. She'll wear number 40. And at center is Reagan Nesheim, a 6'1 junior, averaging 11.5 points, 6 rebounds, and leads a team with 10 blocks, and also second on the team with 24 steals. So it's McDermott and Thompson at the guards, along with Jenna Johnson, Mock, and Nesheim for Johnston. Dragons come in averaging about 71 points on offense. They give up 51.5 points on defense. They're undefeated at 9-0 and ranked 5th in Class 5A. And this is an Iowa Conference battle, as both teams are 2-0 in the league. So both teams on the floor all of a sudden here. Brian Morris.
And I laugh because I see Maddie Mock, and that was a quarterback at Missouri there several years ago for a while. So I'll remember that name for sure.
I'm sure you will. Dave Applegate is our lead official. He'll toss the ball in the air. Chad Schellmeyer and Jeff Osborne are our three officials, and we're underway. Dowling wins a tip as Cothey tips in the backcourt, and it's controlled by Dowling. And now we got,
I think it's a bad basketball.
We got a problem with the ball, and the officials usually check that out. And Caitlin Clark had the ball. They're starting the offense. She showed up to the officials, and they stopped play. So right away.
I want to see what is it, we had an issue there several years ago at Dowling, I remember, with a basketball.
And here comes Jellick with the new ball. Coach Jellick for Johnston throws a new one in there. Something must have happened, whether there's something peeling on it.
Yeah, something.
It's not about the air.
No.
And
no, this isn't Deflate Gate.
No, this is not yet. Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, and Dental Associates, along with Kemen, are supporters of Iowa Catholic basketball. And we're going to do a re-jump, so we're going to put 8 minutes back on the clock.
We're going to put the great ball in play and restart this game.
Oh, they had the wrong ball in play. I might have had the boys' ball.
Interesting.
Might have had the boys' ball. That can sometimes happen. And we're underway. Dowling wins the tip. And it's tipped in the backcourt, but corralled by Johnson. Here's McDermott with it. Maya, as Dowling gets back on defense.
Yeah, Dowling's in man-to-man, looks like, Mark.
Yep, this is an east-west court here at Johnston. They work underneath, and a shot right over Cothey is good by Reagan Messhine.
And Dowling came out. Caitlin Moses was face-guarding Maya McDermott. Again, their leading scorer, Mark, and they were not going to allow her to get the ball.
Now it's 2-0 Johnston. Dowling going left to right or towards the west basket here at the brand-new Johnston Gym on Northwest 100 Street if you're coming out the game. And now Dowling loses the ball. It's turnover by the Maroons, and here's McDermott in the front court. Love working inside to Nesheim. Gets over in the wing to Need. I work the right side. Here is McDermott with it.
Yeah, again, I think Dowling right now is man-to-man. We've got Caitlin Moses on McDermott.
And Johnston being very patient with their offensive set. Now they work it to the left wing. That's Mock with it. They lob underneath nicely, and a layup good by Reagan Nesheim. Great assist that time by the Dragons.
Yeah, they like Nesheim. They've gone down to her twice, Mark. She's averaging 12 a game. She's 60% from the field. She's gotten two really easy buckets.
Here's Clark in the lane. She has her shot blocked, but gets the rebound. Out to Wanick for three off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Moses, no good. And Kothy with the offensive grab. 4-0 Johnson. Dragons out to a 4-0 lead. And now a long three up, no good by Wanick for the second time in this set. And a rebound out to Johnson. The Maroons can't buy a basket.
No, the coach has got to be happy with the three offensive rebounds, Mark.
Underneath, they work the ball underneath to Nesheim, and she draws a foul. And Cataldo will pick up the foul. A mismatch there, and Reagan will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, I think what we're going to see is Johnson, they've gone down inside, Mark, every time down the court. Now they've got 6'1", 6 foot down there, and they like the matchups.
And the free throw is good by Reagan Nesheim. She has 3 points tonight. 5-0 Dragons.
Yep.
And we're going to see Nai Tong check into the Dowling lineup, replacing Kothy.
Maybe Tong will be able to defend with the inside presence of Johnson.
Yep, second free throw good, so it's 6-0 Dragons. Maroons with the basketball in the front court. Here's Tong with the left block, hands it off to Clark, follow away jumper on the baseline, no good. Tong with the rebound as it stripped away and now stolen away by the Dragons. With the steal is Jenna Johnson.
The Maroons ice cold right now, Mark, 0 for 5.
Now in transition, a long three up and no good off the back iron by Kendall Need, who's in the ball game. And now a follow-up shot is up and no good. Tong with the rebound, hands it off to Clark. 6-0 Johnston in the first half. And now the Maroons in transition, and they throw it away. McDermott with the steal, and she leads the team with 26 steals, and she's already gotten two in this game. Now a long three by Mock up and short missed everything, out of bounds to Dowling.
Yeah, both teams right now, Mark, they do look like they have a little hangover from the Christmas holidays. They're just a little rusty right now.
You talking about the camera guy over here,
no.
Tom Donahue? Or you,
he doesn't
or
have a hangover.
Oh, you're talking about the team.
Donahue doesn't have a hangover because that's not in their vocabulary.
Oh, I didn't know.
That can't happen.
You're lucky you can't hear out of one ear. That's all I can tell you. All right. 6-0 Johnson. Dowling with the ball. Here's Cataldo on the baseline. Her shot rims out. No good. Tong with the rebound. Gets to Moses. Layup good. Caitlin Moses shoots and scores Dowling's first basket. And it almost took 3 minutes of clock to get it done. It's 6-2 Dragons.
Took about eight shots to get it too, Mark.
Now the Maroons tried to apply some full court pressure, and it pays off, traveling on Johnson as the Dragons across the timeline.
Yeah, Dowling did come out, wanted to at least make the ball move up the court with a person guarding it, and Johnson wasn't really ready for that.
Yeah, Macy Thompson coming off the bench tonight for Johnston as Kendall Need got the start, 5'9 sophomore for Coach Jellick, averaging 5 points, three rebounds. Need a 5'9 sophomore. Dowling with the ball, trailing by four on the baseline. Clark pull, jumper good from 10 feet, right baseline.
Yeah. Caitlin was in the right place, right time, got a deflection, and just put up a nice, easy eight-footer.
6-4 Johnston, and now underneath, a whistle and a foul on the Maroons as the ball is loose on the floor, and they're going to have a foul on Dowling. And this will be on number 11, Caitlin Clark. That'll be her first, team foul number two on the Maroons.
And Caitlin reached around there, got a little bit of arm.
Dragons inbound the ball. Dowling stays man-to-man. They have been the whole game. They're working on the perimeter, do the Dragons. Basically four out, one in. The one in right now is Nesheim, who's on the left block, guarded by Nai Tong. Now here's Nesheim with it beyond the three-point arc. Dribbles down the baseline with the left hand, pulls up, puts up a shot. It's no good, and she drew the foul, and she'll get two free throws here. Foul will be on Nai Tong.
Yeah, sometimes when you play that close man-to-man defense, the help defense just doesn't come quick enough, and that's what happened that time. Nobody was there to help Nye on the backside when she got beat.
All right, Nesheim. First free throw is no good. The first one she's missed. She has all six of the Dragon points. 6-4 is our score. 4.5 minutes remaining. First quarter from the Johnston Gymnasium at the brand-new high school here on Northwest 100th Street. Second free throw no good. Cataldo with the rebound, a jump ball. As she was tied up by Nesheim, who did a great job following her missed free throw.
She did. Again, another Johnston player, I think Mock got her hand in there too, so Dowling needs to block out a little bit better on those free throws.
I want to thank Two Rivers Glass and Door, Catholic Tuition Organization, R&R Realty, and St. Gregory Retreat Center for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic Athletics, including football, basketball, softball, and baseball this summer. Mark Emmerdale joined by Brian Morris tonight in our opening game of the 2018 portion of the season after the Christmas break. And now Pass underneath by Cataldo, stolen away by Johnston. Try to get to Nye Tong on the left block. Here's McDermott with it for the Dragons. Dallin getting careless. I know I'm going to ask you if you're going to need a calculator to keep track of turnovers tonight
or
what.
Yeah, Dallin gets four right now, Mark. Yeah.
Now down the lane, uncontested layup. No good by the Dragons. Jenna Johnson, rebound Dowling. Let's catch a break there. Here's Clark in the front court. And guarding her right now is Need. And now a long three by Mia Cataldo is up and good. And that is our first three-point basket sponsored by Tamian Sons this year. The Tamian Sons three-pointer. And it's good by Mia Cataldo.
Yeah, Mia spotted up nicely. Caitlin Carr kind of drew the pressure from her. And she did what you needed to do when you're wide open, and she nailed that three-pointer.
And that is Dowling's first lead, 7-6 over the Dragons with 3.5 minutes remaining first quarter, as Johnson had a four-point lead at one point. Now the Dragons work underneath and losing out of bounds. It was poked away by the Maroons. The pass intended on the left block to Kendall Need, and now substitutions in. We're going to see Macy Thompson check into the lineup, and she will replace Need for Johnston. And Dowling with a couple substitutions here. Mr. Morris.
Yeah, we got Gaber and McVee in, Mark.
All right, Ella McVeigh.
McVeigh, excuse me.
Grace Gaber. Gaber, a sophomore. Ooh, McVeigh,
nice block.
A freshman, and now a block underneath. But Johnston retains possession. The Maroons lead it by one as we approach the 3-minute mark here in the first quarter. There's Macy Thompson with it. Off the dribble handoff. Leaves it for Nesheim. Gets in the lane, gets cut off. Now leaves it for Mock. And she loses the ball, and now Moses had it, and I think it went out of bounds off of her.
Yeah, we kicked it.
And Johnson inbound the ball with 2 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter, Dowling by one.
Yeah, Nesheim as a junior, Mark, I'm just looking. She has pretty good feet out there, and 6'1", very athletic. She's been a tough one to guard.
Anytime you say they have good feet, that means they played soccer, in your opinion.
Well,
I've always found that
so.
Out about you.
I don't know, but she's very, I mean, she's got their 6 points.
We've got a whistle and a foul on Dowling. This one they're going to call on McVeigh. McVeigh with her first foul, and that is the 14th foul on Dowling, none on Johnston.
Hey,
so Maroon's not off to a good start here in 2018.
That's what the coach has to say, come on, rep. I know we foul, but we don't foul four times more than they do.
Right now it's 4-0 in the fouls.
Yeah, exactly.
Johnson still with the possession. This possession went into the three minutes, and now it's, or rather, 3-minute mark of the game, and they've had it for about a minute and a half here.
I've only preached it for 10 years. Iowa needs a shot clock so bad.
Good luck with that. Here's McDermott at the free throw line. Pull-up jumper off the back iron, no good. Nesheim with the rebound, a putback up and good. And check that as Maddie Mock with the offensive rebound and putback. That's her first 2 points. Now the Maroons in transition, and a steal by Nesheim. Leaves it for McDermott, who's been quiet tonight. Over to Mock. They work the left side. Now with it is Thompson. On the baseline to Mock. Johnson playing, catching the perimeter against Dowling's man-to-man. Now a backdoor cut, and we got traveling, I believe, before the shot against Johnston. As nice cut that time by Jenna Johnson, but she caught the ball in traffic and took that extra step without a dribble.
Now here, Josie Feiler's in. That's why you hear that applause, Mark.
Yep, the left knee that went through the ACL surgery has a brace on it. But she's out there playing for the first time this year, and it's the 2-minute mark of the first quarter. So mark the time Josie gets in. Good job out of her. That's a lot of rehab and, as you know, Brian, a lot of work to get back in the court.
It is, at this level especially, Mark.
All right, here's Feiler with it over in the corner for Gaber for three. It's no good. And the rebound corralled by Hodzik, who's in there for Johnson. Alma Hodzik, 5'8 senior, with the rebound, and Dragons with the basketball. Minute 30 remaining. Dowling trailing by one, 8-7 to the Dragons. All right, with the ball is Johnson. Jenna dribbles in the baseline. Shot up, no good, but rebound comes out to Nesheim. And out front, atop of the key, a three-pointer no good by Hodzik. Rebound Dowling. Here's Clark with it. Caitlin underneath, puts up a shot, up
nice.
And good, a little off balance, tried to draw the foul, couldn't, and Caitlin with her fourth point.
Caitlin just kind of knifed through about three defenders there, Mark.
She finds a way to get it done.
She does.
Great body location, and now the other way we go, and here is McDermott drawing a foul as Maya takes it to the basket, and a foul's on McVeigh, that'll be her second.
That was close to being on Caitlin Clark. She kind of reached in there.
Minute remaining here in the first quarter. Dowling by one, 9-8.
I know the Clarks are listening down in
Carol and Carol down in Warren County.
Warren County.
All right, pull-up jumper up and good by Jenna Johnson. Johnson with her first 2 points, so three players have now scored for Johnson. And the Dragons lead it 10-9 with 45 seconds remaining. Now Clark in the lane tries a pass to Filer, and it's stolen away, slapped away by Johnson. Now McDermott has it for the Dragons. They get in the front court. Here's Thompson with it. Gets underneath the net, high, and the ball stolen away by Cataldo. Mia with the steal, one-on-one all the way down court. Mia, jump shot, shot off the glass, good. It gives Dowling a lead with 30 seconds remaining in the quarter with Mia Cataldo, a steal and basket. She has 5 points here. Brian, good hustle.
Yeah, Mia had coming into the game, had 11 steals. Always a good defender over the last several years of playing on varsity.
So 10 seconds remaining, and McDermott has it. Dragons playing for the last shot. Here's Nessheim with it. Now skip pass over to Hodzik. Hodzik back over to left wing to Thompson. Back out to McDermott with 1 second remaining. McDermott for three at the horn. It's off the back iron. No good. And Dowling comes out with the lead at the end of one quarter of play. The Maroons lead it 11-10 over Johnston here in this girls' game. We'll be back after this timeout for the second quarter here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, Fridays at 9 a. and 9 p. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Johnson High School Gymnasium, about ready to start the second quarter. Mark Amadale, Brian Morris. Yes, the name, a blast in the past.
Yeah.
Brian, you entered the 2017 spring portion of the season, Iowa Catholic Radio. Didn't see you this fall, but we got you here in the first game of 2018.
Good game here, Mark.
All right, Johnson with the ball. Beautiful. A block shot as McDermott goes in for a layup. Has a block, but Johnson gets it right back. Our score is 11-10, Dowling by one and here in the second quarter. Now the Dragons turn it over.
Yeah, first half statistics, it was a turnover fest. Dowling with six, Johnson with four, Mark. Both had six rebounds. Dowling 5 of 13 shooting, Johnson 4 of 14. So a lot of rust being knocked off these teams early on.
And the Maroons with a one-point lead, 11-10 here at the end of the first quarter. And now we're underway here in the second quarter. Dowling with their first offense possession. Now we've got a whistle and a foul away from the action as Cataldo had it at the right elbow. And official called a foul on Johnston. I think they're going to get Kendall Need, her first. That is the first foul on Johnston tonight. Five team fouls on Dowling, one on Johnston, yeah, as run away here in the second quarter.
That was on a cutter, Mark, and Need just grabbed her. So
now Wanick just tried a lob pass down to Kothy, who starts the second quarter, and the ball stolen away by the Dragons. With it is Jenna Johnson. Goes down the lane, and she travels with the basketball. Good job of defense by Anna Wanick.
Yeah, Anna, I think, was part of that turnover last time, wanted to come back and make amends.
Dragons were led by Nessheim with 6 points in the first quarter. Maddie Mock with two and Jenna Johnson with two. Dragons were 2 of 3 at the free throw line unofficially. Maroons yet to attempt a free throw in this contest. Dowling led by Mia Cataldo with 5 points. Clark with four and Moses with two. And now a turnover here, Brian.
And they keep trying to get the back door cut.
And now the Dragons get in transition and Need with the transition basket at a 30-second timeout called by Kristen Meyer and Dowling Catholic as Johnson leads at 12-11.
So Dowling's sitting on 8 turnovers, Mark. I bet you half of them have been Dowling's trying to throw the ball from the 3-point line over 2 defenders to Dowling's, Kothy down below, and the Mead and Mock and Nessheim for Johnson, they're 6 foot, and they're just getting their hands on the ball.
Yeah, they certainly are. I want to thank our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. They include the St. Gregory Retreat Center, R&R Realty, Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. And remind you, our next broadcast will be 1 week from tonight at the Urbandale Gym. We'll have the doubleheader between Dowling and Urbandale, and we'll be on there at 6 o'clock as the Maroons play the Jayhawks for the second time in conference play. Urbandale part of the Iowa Conference with Dowling, and we'll be on the air next Tuesday. The Maroons travel to Mesa City Friday night. We will not carry that game, and we'll be back in action Tuesday night. So just kind of a reminder there, our complete schedule is online at iowacatholicradio.com as the Dowling sports schedule is up for the 2018 portion of the basketball season. All right, Dowling with the ball. Here's Moses with it. Kicked out in the corner. Corner three up. Good by Caitlin Clark. Drills the three from the right baseline. And that is another Tamia and Sons three-pointer by Caitlin Clark.
And that's with a hand in her face. Mark Need had her hand right there, but Caitlin just followed through with the form and nailed it.
The other way we go, and now here's a steal. A bad pass by Johnson, stolen away by Mia Cataldo. Cataldo hands it off to Clark, and it's stolen away because trailing the play was Maddie Mock, and she steals it for Johnston. And they might have saw that on film a little bit because I've seen Cataldo do that in transition. Underneath, a layup that's no good by the Dragons, rebounded by Mock, and a put back up and good as Maddie works for the second for the rebound shot and basket.
Yeah, good. Again, the defense of Dowling in the perimeter right now. Johnson's just kind of having their way. That's where most of the points have come within that paint, Mark. They've held McDermott in check. They're face guarding her, not allowing her even to be part of this offense.
That is true. That is true. And Dowling with the ball. Clark for three in the right corner is no good. Way off on that shot. And a rebound comes out to Johnson and Maddie Mock. Lead pass down court. They try to get underneath the Need, and her pass is knocked away, but it'll be Johnson basketball as McVay checks back in with two fouls, and so does Gaber.
Yeah, I think the Maroons are getting back better in transition than they were earlier in the game, Mark, but they're still lacking a little bit in transition defense.
All right, Johnson with the shot on the inbounds pass. It's an inbound shot. It's no good by Nesheim. Rebound comes out to Dowling. Here's Clark with it. Dribbles down the left side. Goes through traffic. Layup good with the left hand.
Yeah, that's hard to stop, Mark. And I think Caitlin just has too many moves that it's hard for just a normal high school girl in Des Moines to guard her.
Too many moves, and there's no stutter step action. It's just one smooth move as she went right through traffic and out the other way. Johnson with the ball, and they draw the foul. Foul will be on Dowling. Let's see who they picked up.
Kofi, I think.
Yep. So Kofi with her first foul, 16 fouls on the Maroons. Our score, Dowling 16, Johnston 14, just under 5 minutes remaining at here in the first half from the brand-new Johnston Gymnasium, just opened up this fall. This is Dowling's first varsity game in here, and now the other way to go, a shot up, and no good by Jenna Johnson, but she drew the foul, and I think Nye Tom picked up her second.
Yeah, Johnston's doing a good job of taking it to the hoop, Mark, drawing the foul down below. Again, that's our seventh foul. They're going to be shooting the rest of the half.
One-on-one coming up. I think this is a two-shot foul, if I'm not mistaken,
yep,
by Jenna Johnson, who's a 77% free throw shooter. As you said, that's one of the gals you want to see close out the game. Each team has a couple of them, and it's McDermott and Johnson for the Dragons that will close out games. For Dowling, you'll see Clark, Wanick, Hintner, and Nye Tong. And a second free throw good by Jenna Johnson, who has 4 points tonight. And it's 16 all, Dowling and Johnston, with 4:45 remaining. Second quarter, Mark Amadale and Brian Morris bring you game one. Michael Morrow will join me for the boys' game here on Iowa Catholic Radio from the Johnston Gym. Jeff Pickett is our studio producer. I want to thank him for doing all the dirty work back at the station. Now a long three by Clark off the mark, no good. And a rebound comes out to Maddie Mock and the Dragons. Outlet pass goes to Thompson. And she gets it to Mock, and the Dragons will set their offense. Mock down the lane, draws a crowd, puts up a shot, and it's no good, gets her own rebound. And the Dragons with another life here with 4:10 remaining.
Yeah, I think she got away with a little travel.
Called the Euro step.
The Euro step.
The long three is no good by Jenna Johnson, out of bounds. It'll be Dowling basketball. Back in the lineup for Dowling will be Wanick, and she'll replace Clark. So the Maroons will have Grace Gaber. Grace, a 5'10 sophomore, will inbound the ball. Gets it to Ella McVay, a 5'5 freshman for the Maroons. Johnson picking up man-to-man, and now they want to trap the ball. Here's Gaber with it. In the lane she goes, but a shot up and no good. And draws the foul on contact. And Gaber will go to the line, a foul on the Dragons.
That was on Need.
That foul was on Kendall Need. That's her second team foul for the Dragons.
Kendall Neath picks up her second foul, as you mentioned. That's a second team foul on the Dragons. And Gaber to the line. Grace, a 80% free throw shooter on the air. First free throw good. Substitution for the Dragons. Maya McDermott returns to the lineup. And she will replace Kendall Neath. She'll sit down with two fouls. So Neath with two fouls for Johnson. And McVeigh with two fouls for Dowling, along with Nye Tong with two. Second free throw good by Gaber.
Dowling's putting a little full court pressure on just to make it a little harder to come up.
18-16 Maroons. Dragons with the basketball. 3:45 remaining. Second quarter. Dragons running their little dribble weave. And now down the lane. A shot off the glass. Too strong. No good by Macy Thompson. But the rebound out to the Dragons. And here's McDermott with it. Top of the key. And they'll reset.
Yeah, that weave just takes Dowling out of position. They just could not get the offensive rebound there.
Now they get it over to Nessheim on the left side. She can't get the shot off. Hands off the basketball to McDermott. Gets in the lane. Is double team. Now finds Thompson with it. Her shot up and good. Macy Thompson found just a sliver of an opening down the left side of the lane for the basket.
Yeah, she did a nice job. You were right, Mark. She found that sliver and did not hesitate. These Dragons are aggressive going to the basket. I like that.
Right. Johnston 9-0 and ranked fifth. Dowling ranked seventh and 8-1. And now a steal by Johnston. McDermott in the front court for the Dragons. Gets it to Jenna Johnson. Thinks about the three. Now lobs it inside. A shot up and no good that time by Mock. But offensive rebound, Dragons. A putback up and no good. And now Mock with the rebound shot. It's good. And she drew the foul. And the basket will count. Foul on Dowling. And, oh, what a break there. Dragons got three offensive boards,
yes.
I believe, Brian.
Yes, they did, Mark. And we could not get a rebound on that one. Right now, it feels like Johnson down in the paint is just out-hustling us, out-positioning us. Now we're going to bring in Filer.
Nye Tong will check out. Filer will check in. Gaber and Wanick check out. McVeigh has picked up her third foul here in the first half with 2 minutes 50 seconds remaining for Dowling. Free throw up and good by Maddie Mock, who has 7 points tonight.
I can see why this team's undefeated, Mark. They've got some athletic big girls on this team.
Now Dowling with the ball, and they're working inside. A shot up and good. Caitlin Clark. Clark shoots and scores for the Maroons. She's got 11, and now a long three from the corner. No good by the Dragons. Jenna Johnson in transition. Rebound Dowling. Clark, a pass down court to Moses, and she got too deep underneath the basket. And a whistle and a foul and a rebound on the Maroons, and we've got a 1-1 coming up for the Dragons.
Yeah, Caitlin, she kind of fumbled the ball a little bit, Mark, and just it's too bad because it would have been a perfect layup play.
Fouls on Filer, and that'll be Josie's first foul. 2:25 remaining in the half. Dragons by one, 21-20. At the free throw line will be Macy Thompson. She'll be shooting the front end of a 1-1, or no, two-shot foul. It's a 10th team foul on Dowling. And now the officials say, check that, 19 foul on Dowling. They had 10 on the board. And the officials got together, and that's only 9, according to the book. And the free throw by Thompson is good. Macy with 3 points tonight.
Alma Hodson checks into the game for the Dragons. She's going to replace Matt Mock.
Second free throw coming. I want to thank Ashworth Vision, along with Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen for supporting our broadcast of Iowa Catholic Radio and our coverage of Dowling Catholic Athletics. Second free throw no good by Thompson. Rebound Dowling and Mia Cataldo. Now Clark for three. Top of the key off the back iron. No good. Filer with the rebound. Her putback up and no good. Drew the foul and she'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, it's nice to see that. Again, Josie playing her first game tonight. Got a nice offensive rebound.
So Macy Thompson picks up the foul. Third team foul on the Dragons. Her first. Father to the free throw line, a 70% shooter last year. First free throw good. It's Josie's first point of the year. Came in at the 2-minute mark of the first quarter, and here we are with 2:10 remaining, second quarter, and Dowling has now tied it up. Both free throws good by Josie, the 5'8", or rather the 6-foot senior for the Maroons. 22 all with 2 minutes remaining in the half. Mark Amadale, Brian Morris from the Johnston Gym. Glad you could join us. School's not in session for either school, but not a bad crowd here tonight for game one of the doubleheader.
Beautiful gym out here, too, Mark.
Yeah, brand new and just open this fall. Now McDermott down the lane. Her shot no good. Ball slapped around, and Moses tipped it away right into the hands of Filer. So Dowling with the ball, and here's Clark with it.
See if we can get the lead back here, Mark.
Clark on the baseline. Follow-away jumper off the mark, no good. Can't get it to fall. Rebound out to the Dragons. Here's McDermott with it.
Moses is doing a nice job on her tonight.
Moses inside to Thompson. Her shot up and no good. Rebound Dowling and Filer. Lead pass down court, and the ball is slapped out of bounds as Moses couldn't catch up with it. So a lot of up and down going on here, Brian.
Yeah, 11th turnover for the Maroons. You said they came in, Mark, I think averaging 16. So they're on pace maybe to break that tonight.
Yeah, they could be. 16.5 turnovers, Maroons average. Johnson averages 14.5. Dragons average 12.5 steals. Dowling averages 10.5. You hope the steals and the assists kind of make up for the turnovers.
Right.
Dragons with the ball. Nesheim with it in the lane. Shot with the right hand. No good. Rebound Filer. And she has a ball stolen away by Nesheim. Bodies at the floor. We got a whistle and a foul on who?
Who are they going to call that one on? There are two girls going for the ball.
They point to Nesheim.
Oh, they gave it on Filer.
Oh, they're going to call it on Filer.
I'm not sure. Both girls, it's like a fumble, Mark. Both girls are going for the ball, and they called it on one of them. Interesting.
So Filer picks up her second foul. To the free throw line will be Reagan Nesheim, the 6'1 junior for the Dragons. Left-hander's first free throw, no good. Dragons in a double bonus. Nesheim has not had a field goal since the first quarter. 57 seconds remaining in the half. We're tied at 22.
And I just like the presence Josie Filer has given Dowling these last several minutes down low. It's the buckets are not as easy for Johnson to come by now.
Sure.
I mean, three-year starter, you know, she's definitely going to be an asset to this team as they work their way through the cold months of January and February.
Well, Nesheim on the bench along with Jenna Johnson for the Dragons. Dowling with the ball. Here's Moses on the corner, a three-pointer up, and it's short, and a rebound out to the Dragons. Near steal by Clark in the backcourt, but Johnson has. Here's McDermott in the front court. Gets it to Mock. She'll launch a three. Good from the left wing, right in front of the Dowling bench to our left. So Mock has picked up the scoring slack. She has 10 points.
25% three-point shooter, Mock, and she nailed it.
26-22, the Dragons by four. This is their equals their largest lead of the first quarter, of the first half, rather. Here is Filer with it at the right elbow. She's double-teamed. 8 seconds on the clock in the corner to Cataldo. Pull-up jumper up and in and out, no good. Rebound McDermott. 2 seconds remain. McDermott launches a half-court shot at the horn. It's no good off the rim. And we've come to the end of the first half with Johnson leading Dowling 26-22 alongside Brian Morris, Mark Amadale. We'll take a break here at halftime. We'll come back with our halftime guest, Michael Connor, the Dowling boys coach. We'll preview the boys game. Again, our halftime score, Johnston 26, Dowling 22 in the girls game. From the Johnston gym, this is Mark Amadale here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to all the Catholic Tuition Organization donors this year. $3.2 million raised in record time. The real thanks, though, comes from our families.
We owe CTO so much. With the tuition help we received, we can keep our kids in Catholic school.
Pledges are being accepted for 2018 online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiaAndSons.net.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines, and KIHS Adel. It's 7 o'clock.
Join us for John Leonetti in the morning, weekdays at 7 a.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Johnson High School gym here, brand new facility at Northwest 100th Street in Johnson, alongside Brian Morse, Mark Amadale. Our producer, studio producer tonight is Jeff Piggott, and Dowling girls trailing at halftime 27-22, the Johnson Dragons. We're joined by Michael Conner, the Dowling boys basketball coach, and preview the Dowling-Johnson boys game. OC, Happy New Year to you. Hope you had a Merry Christmas with your family, some nice time off as we left you with the how do you close out 2017? What a win over Valley, and of all teams, Valley. What a game that was, and you take that momentum right into the Christmas break, and hopefully it continues tonight as you start your first week back, and we want to welcome you to the broadcast, Mike.
Well, good. Thank you. It's good to be back, and I hope that momentum continues too, but it's hard to sustain momentum over two weeks when you have 5 or 6 days off and 7 straight days of practice. So I know the kids are chomping at the bit to play tonight, and we know that we're playing an awfully good team, maybe the best team we've played this year in terms of really playing together. So I think we'll be ready, and I know we're excited about the big challenge in front of us.
Yeah, exciting win, 50-49 over Valley in overtime, our final game before your final game before the break. And you start off with the Dragons and the veteran coach Bobby Sanquist, and what a run they've had in the first half of the season. They're 6-1, ranked fourth, depending on what poll you look at, and they're loaded, and they got a nice team coming back, and you get to defend them tonight, coach, and play against them. What a matchup for these fans, and it's hard to believe, get momentum. School's not back in session for either school, so there's not a bad crowd here tonight at Johnson High School.
Well, it's got two good teams, and I think people are probably, you know, you reach a point over break, you're kind of like, okay, we need something to do. Parents want kids to go back to school, and kids are looking for something to do, maybe not necessarily school, but looking for something to do. So I'm sure the kids are anxious to get out and watch tonight. It should be a great game. It's a great girls game, great matchup. It should be a great boys game. Johnson's really good. Their three guards are really, really good. Peyton Williams is good. I'm not sure if he's going to play or not tonight. They're a good team without him. They're a great team with him. So either way, we're going to have our hands full and know that we're going to have to play really, really well tonight to be successful.
Mike, you talked, you know, about your team giving the kids rest. You know, you had a lot of football players that were just banged up, and you know, they did a great job. You're 5-2 at the break, so you played 7 games in that month of December, which you didn't have a whole lot of preparation. Now kids got healed, got a little bit of preparation, and now starting to, you know, kind of sow your oats, so to speak, as these kids get back into basketball shape. And obviously tonight it's a great matchup. But talk about the Dowling team and what happened over Christmas break, who you scrimmaged, and, you know, how much time to give them off.
Well, we took off after our last game against Valley. We didn't practice again until the 26th. We met on the 20th and had a little team Christmas party and exchanged some presents. And then we got them away. I'm of the school of thought that kids need time to be kids. And with so many kids that went from football right to basketball with 2 days off, I just felt like it was time for them to get away and not have the stress of basketball on top of the holidays, and most importantly their academics, because they had finals on that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at school. And our practices were pretty good over break. I mean, that first one's always a little rough coming back, but that's to be expected. But after that, I thought we were pretty good. We had a scrimmage. We went down to Oskaloosa and played Oskaloosa and Iowa City West and Waukee, and I thought we did some good things there and played some really good competition. I thought we played really hard. And then last couple of days I've been trying to get ready for the Dragons, and it's been good. But you could see last night at practice, kind of like, all right, coach, we need to play a game. And even me, and I'm usually pretty good about wanting to practice, I was kind of like, I'm having a hard time coming up with things to keep these guys engaged to practice.
That's why you have assistant coaches.
They weren't any help.
Where's Wagner and Nahas?
They were like, we need to play too.
That's funny. So coach, over Christmas break, I always thought you always had one kid who, you know, who really starts to improve, and you start to see it as a coach. was there, and I don't mean to call one kid out, but there's always that one kid you're like, wow, he's getting it, he's coming on. It's usually maybe a junior used to varsity.
There is. Unfortunately, he's dinged up a little bit, and he won't play tonight, and that's Jack Lyman. I thought Jack had a really good break and ran into an issue yesterday with his body and isn't able to play, and he'll probably be out for a week to 10 days here. But he was a kid that we were really trying to look to get some court time for. Yep. We got him a lot of time in the scrimmage, and he did well, and he was doing well in practice. And it's just, hey, listen, that's how it goes in sports. He'll come back. It's a long season. We still have time to work him in. The other one that we really pushed was Ryan Riggs, our freshman. And, you know, we told him when he came back from break that you can't be a freshman anymore. You got to start acting a little bit older here. And I know that's difficult to do, and this is a lot that we've thrown at you, but we're going to need you at some point, and we need to make sure that you're ready mentally and physically to go. And I thought break was really, really important for him, A, to get some rest, because you could see as a 14-year-old practicing for 35 straight days, he was tired. And he came back with some freshness to him, and he's practiced pretty well here. So we'll see how that translates. But, yeah, we've made some developments. The biggest thing is we've gotten through break relatively healthy and fresh, and we're excited about the second half of the year.
Visit with Mike O'Connor, the Dowling boys basketball coach, as the Maroons take on the Johnson Dragons in game two of our doubleheader night. Right now at halftime of the girls' game, Johnson leading 26-22 over Dowling. And Coach O.C., you know, you talked about the development of the program, and, of course, a lot of the kids got a lot of playing time. I know you really utilize those JV games and the time off, not only keeping your varsity crisp and fresh and ready to go, but also developing the players. And if you look at your club, you're going to be down to maybe one or two starters next year. So this is a very important progression for these kids that you just mentioned to be playing and being involved with, and the development of those JV games is so important.
Yeah, trust me, we think about that a lot. And you know, we haven't had many games that have been had a lot of breathing room that we've been able to get guys in one way or the other, getting beat badly or winning badly. You know, hopefully we get some of those coming up if they're on the good side of things. But, yeah, we certainly do, and we know that we lose quite a few quality players and quality kids after this year, that we're going to have to develop some of these kids in practice and with those JV games and scrimmages and whatnot. So it's all part of the process, and feel good about where we're going, but hopefully we get a chance to get those kids some action here next 6 weeks.
And you got back to God's country in Dubuque, Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
Right? What was the grandkids now, or your kids are now, when do they go back to Dubuque? What do they like to do in Dubuque? Do you get to Wallert much? Do you take them back to where you used to dominate?
No.
Was down the street at Clark.
Yeah.
Clark College.
Yeah, I didn't dominate either place, unfortunately. Classroom, of course.
Classroom.
You know, our kids, and Finley's too young to really understand anything, although she acts like she does. Miles and Elliot love Dubuque, and if they could move there tomorrow, they would. And it's not probably a week that goes by that one of them's like, hey, when are we going to Dubuque again? Can we go up to Dubuque? And they just love their grandparents. And the parents have a dog. They love the dog. Plus, they get spoiled and they get to stay up late.
That's why they want to go back.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So they love it up there. We didn't have a chance to do much of that. And you get home during the holidays, you have a lot of family commitments. And, you know, Finley still got a pretty regimented schedule with naps and such that we're kind of tied to that. So, but it was good to be back. It's good to see family. It was good for the kids to get back. It was a good break, and we're looking forward to getting back to games and getting back into a routine here.
OC, thanks for joining us. We're about ready to start the girls' game. Maybe we'll talk to you afterwards, but best of luck, and you're in game one, the first game of 2018.
Well, let's start it with a bang.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Mike O'Connor, our guest tonight at halftime. We'll take a break and come back with the start of the second half of the girls' game. And right now it's the Johnson girls leading Dowling 26-22 at halftime, along with Brian Morris, Mark Amadale, back with the second half of the girls' contest after this two-minute break here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines, and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiaAndSons.net.
It's time to man up, Monday mornings at 9 a.m. and again at 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Johnston Gym alongside Brian Morris, Mark Amadeau, underway here in the second half, 26-22. Johnston with the lead, but now we have a foul as both teams had their opening possession of the first of the second half. And Johnson comes away with the foul. Jenna Johnson picking up her first foul. And at the free throw line for Dowling is Mia Cataldo, and she misses her first free throw. Brian Morris, I know you got to look at some of the first half numbers.
Yeah, Dowling marked 8 of 24 shooting, which included just 2 of 9 from three-point range. Johnson 9 of 30. They were just 1 of 8. 15 rebounds for the Maroons, 17 for Johnson. Dowling had 11 turnovers to Johnson's 8, and each team has started the second half with 1 each.
Yeah. Collett made one of two free throws, and it's 26-23, Dragons by three. Now a long three-pointer no good by Maddie Mock. Ball hits the basket support, out of bounds to Dowling. So the Dragons do get off a shot, but they couldn't put it through. And Dowling with the ball. They go right to left, and now Clark is tripped up as she hits the deck, and she's helped up by the whole Johnson squad as she hit the deck pretty hard. But Caitlin will feel that tomorrow morning. And she walks it off.
She was going between two defenders, and kind of one got her foot out there, and Caitlin did go down fairly hard, Mark.
Foul is the third foul on the Dragons. Kendall Need.
Oh, wow.
Second team foul on Johnson here in the second half, one on Dowling.
Need's done a nice job on defense tonight, too, Mark. That's going to be a loss for the Dragons.
Clark with 11 points. There's a three from the right wing. Good. Oh, my goodness. Another Tumia & Sons three-pointer by Caitlin Clark. That is her second of the game, the third for the Maroons tonight. And we're tied at 26. 6.5 minutes remaining here in this third quarter. Underneath, Nesheim shot off balance, no good. Rebound on the weak side to Clark. Outlet pass to Moses. Layup up and good. So the Maroons with a little spurt there, and they take the lead 28-26 at the 6:15 mark of the third quarter.
Yeah, that was a good transition, and Clark put the ball on the money.
Moses with her fourth point, and now the other way. Johnson with the ball and a foul on Dowling. And they're going to get Kothy with her second foul. The Maroons' second team foul, so both teams with two team fouls each here in the third quarter. Dowling by two. Dranson will inbound the ball. They get it to McDermott. Maya with it. Maya, no points in the first half, and she's a team leader in points with 19.5, and now a whistle and a foul.
Ooh.
Right in front of us, a foul will be on Dowling.
Yeah, I think they got a Cataldo. I think McDermott traveled before she even ran into Cataldo.
Out of bounds to Johnson underneath the Dragon basket.
I miss the parents yelling during games, Mark.
They're yelling at one of my softball partners who made the call. Inbounds pass, a shot up and good by Macy Thompson from the left baseline about 10 feet out. She's got 5 points, and we're tied at 28. So That foul ended up being a basket for Johnson. Now Clark for three, top of the key, off the front of the rim, no good. Ball slapped to Clark. She'll launch another three. It's good! And Kothi got the offensive board to pull it, or tip it out to her.
Yeah, nice job there.
Another Tamian Sons three that time, Brian. And now Jenna Johnson the other way. Down court comes Johnson, and Johnson with her 6 point.
And I said that earlier. I think Dowling's transition on the offensive end to defense has not been very good tonight.
Now, a shot by Clark is no good, but the rebound out to Johnson. Here's McDermott all the way down court. Layup is good. McDermott with their first 2 points, and it came on a breakaway after a missed Dowling shot, right?
It does. The transition, that has to be something that coach will see on film.
All right, Caitlin Clark with 17 points to lead Dowling. Caitlin Moses with 4 points. Mia Cataldo has six. In the lane is Clark. And an offensive foul on Caitlin as she went down the lane and ran right into a Johnson defender. And on Caitlin, that will be her second foul.
Yeah, that was Maddie Mock. You know, I think some of the Dowling parents don't like that, or the fans. But I thought it was a good call, Mark.
Cataldo with 6 points, we mentioned. 2 points for Grace Gaber off the bench for the Maroons. A Dowling post, just 2 points tonight. Josie Feiler, two free throws. So Tongue, Feiler, and Kothi with just 2 combined points between those three. Now underneath, a shot up and good by Nesheim. Nice assist that time by Maddie Mock. Nesheim with 9 points.
And again, we talked about that earlier with Feiler. When she was in that first half, she gave Dowling a little more defensive presence down low.
Ella McVay into the Dowling lineup, so it's McVay. Wanick, and now whistling a foul. This will be on Johnston's Macy Thompson, her second. And so McVay and Wanick, along with Kothi, Clark, and Cataldo, the five on the floor for Dowling.
Kothi has that, I forget the name of the tape on her leg, and it looks like she's bleeding because it's red.
Yeah.
And every time I look down, I'm like, oh, that girl's got a really bad scrape.
And it's shaped in an upside-down V over the top of her knee. It does look like that.
It's in cyclone colors.
Yeah. You had to put that in there,
didn't
you?
I did, Mark. Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks. So Kothi has a seat on the bench, and in the ball game is Nye Tong. And again, the Dowling posts are combined three players with just 2 points. Now the pass from Cataldo down to Clark, and Caitlin was too strong, couldn't handle it. Another turnover by the Maroons. So 4:15 remaining, third quarter. It's 34-31, Johnston by three. And now Chad Schellmeyer, our official, needs a towel. The ball got a little moisture on it. Remember we started the game with the boys' basketball. They got that fixed.
So. Everybody's working their way back after break, Mark.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at the Johnson scoring thus far. As Maddie Mock, the leading scorer, with 10 points. Reagan Nesheim with 9. 6 points for Jenna Johnson. Kendall Need with 2 points, but she has 3 fouls. Here's McDermott for 3 off the mark. No good. Rebound Dowling and Clark. 5 points for Macy Thompson. And now ball stolen away again by Johnson. Bad pass. And here's McDermott in the front court. Leaves it for Mock on the right wing, and Dowling will, or rather Johnson will, reset their offense as they work the ball on the perimeter. 4 out, 1 in. Here's Thompson within the left wing. Ball dumped inside, and a foul on Clark. She got all over Maddie Mock.
Yeah, that was a frustration, I think, foul by Clark. That's her third, too, Mark. And they're going to have to, I think Coach Meyer's going to get her out.
Dowling with an 8-1 record and a number 7 ranking in the girls' contest. Johnson undefeated at 9-0 and our number 5 ranking in Class 5A. Now they inbound the ball to Nesheim, guarded by Tongue. Now they work the left side. Need for 3. Up. Good. Check that. Jenna Johnson for 3. Good. And she got 9 points.
Yeah, they're very balanced tonight, Mark.
They have 26 points in the post between their 3 post players, does Johnson. Between Johnson, Mock, and Nesheim, Dowling with just 2 points in the post. Underneath her is Cataldo with the left-handed shot up and no good. Rebound, or rather foul, on Johnston. And Thompson picks up the foul. They got her for 3. Maybe it is 2. Nonetheless, it's the 14th foul on Johnston. And at the free throw line, Mia Cataldo for Dowling. First free throw, no good. Maroons were perfect at the free throw line at halftime, and now they are just 1 of 2 here in the second half, or 1 of 3 here in the second half. Johnson was 6 of 10 at the free throw line in the first half, and they have yet to attempt one here in the third quarter. 3:21 remaining in the third. Johnson by 6, their largest lead. Second free throw, good by Cataldo. So Mia goes 1 for 2, and she has 7 points. And Johnson by five and the basketball. Here's McDermott, top of the key for three. It's short, and rebound Dowling and Josie Feiler, who just checked in with the rebound. Leaves it for Cataldo. She dribbles down the right side. Gets it back to Feiler. It's stolen away. Stolen away by Johnson. Here is Nesheim in with the layup, and she misses it. It's underneath, and now McDermott with the rebound. She works the shot up and good. She went through traffic and scored. I don't think McDermott picked up her her pivot foot or left foot, even though it looked like it was
did. Yeah, you're right. I think
she
right,
kept
Mark.
It control on the ground, and the officials agreed. So it's 39-32, Johnson by seven. Here's Moses with it.
Another turn, Mark. That's our 18th turnover of the game.
Moses tried to get it to Feiler, stolen away by Johnson. Layup good.
Yeah, coach needs a timeout.
And a timeout, Dowling. That's Jenna Johnson with her 11th point. And the Johnston posts are just killing the Maroons inside. 41-32 is our score. Timeout on the floor, and this will be a full timeout. We'll take a break with the score. Johnston 41, Dowling 32 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Christ is the answer. With Father John Ricardo, 11 a.m. weekdays on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Johnson Gym alongside Brian Morris, Mark Amadale. 41-32 is our score. Johnson girls with the lead over Dowling with 2:10 remaining here in the third quarter. Runes with the ball out of the timeout, and Cataldo, or rather McVeigh, with the pass thrown away by the Dragons as she was off balance. Johnson's defense has a lot to do with this. Now a foul on Moses as Jenna Johnson, attacking the glass.
Yeah, you think about these Johnson teams that they've had over these past several years, Mark. They usually did have some nice post presence, but I wouldn't say they were as athletic as the post presence as Johnson has this year with these girls.
Right. Grace Gaber with the foul. That's her first. 16 foul on Dowling, 4 on Johnson. 2 minutes remaining. Johnson by 9. Now McDermott on the baseline. Her shot up and good. McDermott with her 6 points. She was held scoreless at halftime, and now she has all 6 here in the third quarter. Here's Clark with it. She'll spot up for 3. It's off the back iron. No good. Long rebound out to Dowling. Here's Cataldo with it. Left-handed layup. Good! Mia Cataldo with the offensive glass and putback. And Cataldo shoots and scores for the Maroons. She has 9 points, 43-34. Now the other way we go. Johnson with the basket. And Brian, this has been done in transition. The Dragons get down court. Foul on Dowling. The basket will count. And the foul is on Cataldo. So Mia with foul number 3.
Dowling on 6 already in this. They're going to be in the bonus before the third quarter's over.
Jenna Johnson to the free throw line, and what a night she's had. 11 points, and the free throw is in and out, no good. One of the few mistakes she made. Rebound Dowling and Wanick. 45-34, Johnson by 11. This is their largest lead of the night over Dowling, and underneath Clark, her shot too strong, no good. And Josie Feiler with the offensive putback, and it's good. So Josie with her first field goal, she's got 4 points, and a timeout, a 30-second timeout called by Coach Chad Jellick. And the Johnson Dragons with a minute 20 remaining here in the third quarter. Johnson 45, Dowling 36 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale, Brian Morris. Want to thank Ashworth Vision along with Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen for supporting our broadcast. Also want to thank the folks at Tamiya & Sons on Des Moines South Side, 1501 Southeast 1st Street in Des Moines, for supporting our three-point shot. The Maroons have made 3 tonight, 2 by Caitlin Clark and 1 by Mia Cataldo. But, Brian, it's been the Johnson interior that has really given Dowling fits not only in the offensive end but the defensive end. And the Johnson Posts outscoring Dowling 28-2 with a minute 20 remaining in the third quarter.
Yeah, they're starting the breaks, Mark, for Dowling. For Johnson, their steals are happening. The post players are getting the outlets either to McDermott or to Need, and they're bringing it up, and then they're just hitting open players down court. Blocking, offensive blocking foul.
Yeah, as the ball is inbound, Macy Thompson picks up her third foul as the ball is being dribbled up court.
Yeah, I think they called that a moving screen.
Moving screen, okay.
See if Dallin can make a little run here before
the
quarter ends.
Quarter, yeah. You want to try to get something out.
We didn't do it.
Keep your calculator ready. McDermott with the steal, layup up and no good. Offensive rebound, Johnston. Outlet pass to McDermott, and the Dragons will reset, leading 45-36. Minute remaining. Now down court, a shot up and no good by Maddie Mock. She draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line for two. Foul is on Dowling.
Yeah, they called Josie on that one. I thought Josie did a nice job of keeping her position. I think she moved her feet a little bit and kind of undercut her.
So the first free throw is good by Maddie Mock. She's got 11 points.
Hey, look at their scoring, Mark. 6, 5, 13, 11, 9. They're very balanced scoring.
Yes, they are. And they only go with a 7-player rotation. Second free throw is no good by Mock. Rebound Dowling. Set the maroon lineup. Driving the ball up court is Wanick. Lisa for Cataldo. Mia in the lane. Gets it over in the corner to Wanick. Mia back to Cataldo. They work the two-player game. Now McVeigh has it. Also in their file. Here's Wanick for three, right wing. Off the mark, no good. Rebound Clark. Her putback is short. Fight for the rebound, and Filer loses out of bounds. They say it was tipped out of bounds by Maddie Mock of Johnston.
Yeah, you know one thing that I noticed here, just looked at the scoreboard, Anna Wanick, who is the second leading scorer for the Maroons, is on zero right now, Mark. She has not gotten the ball. They're doing a nice job. Number 34. Johnson's doing a nice job on defense on her.
Yeah, that's something that's kind of underlooked. And now Clark will post up. Her shot up and good. She might have got hit as she was double-teamed by Maddie Mock, but she got the basket to fall. And Caitlin with 19 points.
Dowling down by 8, Mark, here, if they can hold them.
46-38. Johnston by 8, as you mentioned. 15 seconds remaining. The Dragons will hold for 1. Team fouls, Dowling with 8, Johnston with 5. Here's McDermott with it. This is Maya, guarded by McVeigh, coming off a ball screen. McDermott in the lane, puts up a shot, has missed everything. Rebound Filer, and that's how the quarter will end, with Johnston leading 46-38 over Dowling. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute, along with Brian Morris, Mark Amadell, as we're live from the Johnson Gym tonight. And Dragons lead at 46-38 over Dowling. Back after this message here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, Fridays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Johnson Gym. Mark Amadell, Brian Morris, underway here in the fourth quarter. The Dragons with a 46-38 lead. Dragons have the ball first. They go left to right towards the West basket here at the brand new Johnson Gym here on Northwest 100th Street. Boys game coming up next. There's a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound Dowling, and Caitlin Clark goes all the way down court and switches hands and gets a reverse layup. That's good. Clark with 21 points there, Brian.
Yeah, that's what's going to have to happen. Dowling's going to have to get a few buckets here, keep Johnston off of the offensive rebound. They did a nice job there. One shot blocked out and did not allow that offensive board.
All right, the Dragons with it, and now the ball tied up by Filer, but Nesheim gave it up underneath, and a layup is up and good by Maddie Mock.
Yeah, that offensive rebound was a killer there for the Maroons.
Check that. Nesheim with the basket, and now three-point basket by Clark is up and good. So Maroons are trading baskets with Johnson. Clark with 24 points, and that, to me, is three-pointer there, Brian.
Nice steal there by McVeigh.
McVeigh at half court gives it to Clark. Dowling trying to make a run. They trail by five, 48-43, 6:50 remaining.
Wow.
And a three-pointer by Clark, top of the key. Good timeout, Johnson, Brian.
That was 5 feet beyond the top of the key, Mark.
27 points for Caitlin. Let's see what this is, a 30 or a full by Coach Jellick. And it's 48-46, a 30-second timeout called. We'll keep it here with 6:48 remaining. Johnston by two, and the Maroons making a run.
Yeah, the hard part about that, Mark, is you can't give Caitlin Clark too much room to make that shot, but as soon as you come up and guard her closely, she's going to dribble right around you. So Coach Jellick's got to be telling this team right now, if we're going to go get in her face on that shot, people have to be available to play help defense, because Clark's smart enough, she's going to drive right into the lane as soon as they come up on her.
Well, she certainly has, and has kind of led the Dowling team, but good to see Wanick get on track there. She's been really hurting tonight, and you want to see Caitlin come out of that slump, and that, you got to credit the Johnson defense there. And the Maroons making a rally, and Dowling's going to come up with full court pressure here, trailing by two. The Dragons inbound the ball.
Yeah, this is, again, you got to limit them to one shot, Mark. You've got to box out when you're down on the perimeter. You cannot allow that offensive rebound to happen.
All right, here's McDermott with it. She dribble drives in a lane and loses the ball out of bounds, but it's tipped away by Dowling. It's McVeigh, Clark, and Cataldo, along with Wanick and Kothi, the five on the floor for Dowling, for head coach Kristen Meyer in her second year at Dowling. And now the Dragons with it. Here is Macy Thompson with it. Gets underneath to Nesheim. Her shot no good. She hits the floor, and a jump ball called as McVeigh hits the floor. Rather, it's Kothi hitting the floor along with Nesheim. It'll be Dowling basketball.
Excellent. Yeah, Kothi did a nice job because she had two girls fighting her for that ball. And Kothi did not allow them to take it from her.
All right, Maddie Mock, Jenna Johnson, Maya McDermott, the five on the floor for Johnston, along with Reagan Nesheim and Macy Thompson. Dowling with the ball. Here's Clark on the left block. Tries to get it inside the Kothi. It's stolen away by the Dragons and Jenna Johnson. So another turnover against Dowling. And did we get to the end of the third quarter stats? We will here in a moment, Brian. But the Maroons, that turnover is getting way into double figures.
20. That was our 20th.
Oh, my goodness. That's a credit to the Johnson defense. Here's McDermott over in the corner to Thompson. Now to Mock. Mock. A little weave here by Thompson. They run that dribble weave, and they can't get a shot off, so they just pull it out. There's Mock with it. Johnson fans applauding, being very patient. Here's McDermott. Maya in the lane. Shot up. It's partially blocked by Kothi, and the rebound by Kothi and Dowling.
Yeah, they were very patient, and then McDermott kind of threw an off-balance wild
shot.
Here's
Clark for three again. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound, Wanicker put back up and good. Anna Wanick with her, that's her first 2 points of the night, believe it or not. 5:15 remaining. We're tied at 48. Back the other way, Johnston. And it's Maya McDermott with her 8th point as she got right down the lane and right down court came Johnston.
She did. She came right back at the Maroons.
50-48, Dragons by two. Clark reverse spin in the lane. Her shot no good, drew the foul, and she'll go to the line. Chance to tie for Dowling.
Yeah, Mark, those stats through three quarters. Dowling was 14 of 37 shooting. Johnson, 19 of 45. Dowling had 25 rebounds. Johnson only 22, but the Maroons had 19 turnovers. So you're just giving them a lot more opportunities to make points.
And how many turnovers did Johnson have?
11.
First free throw good by Caitlin Clark. Clark tonight with 28 points. Second free throw coming as Johnson outscored Dowling 20-16 in that third quarter. Maroons were 6 out of 8 at the free throw line. Johnson 7 of 13 at the free throw line. And the second free throw good by Caitlin Clark, who has 29 points to lead the Maroons. She has 5 threes in the contest. Thanks to me and Sense for supporting our 3-point shot this basketball season. Now a 3-pointer by Johnson, no good, by Jenna Johnson. Rebound Clark. Dowling had the break, and now Clark is going to be called for palming the ball. Yep, she took that extra dribble and kept it in her hand. You saw it as well as I did. Good call that time by Chad Schellmeyer.
She had Anna Wana kind of floating down the lane. I don't know if Caitlin just didn't see her, but Wanick was doing a nice job cutting to the basket.
So we're tied at 50, Dowling and Johnston. 4:40 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Mark Amadale and Brian Morris-Knight. Jeff Piggott is our studio producer. Game two coming up. Johnston boys ranked fourth, taking on Dowling, which is ranked ninth by the Des Moines Register. So stay tuned for the boys' game. We'll have about a five-minute intermission or so, and we'll come back with action of the boys' game. Here we've got 4.5 minutes remaining, and an illegal screen on Nessheim. That's her first foul tonight. And Dowling will take over and a chance to take the lead with 4.5 minutes remaining here, Brian.
Yeah, that was a good call there by the ref Applegate.
Dave Applegate, yeah.
Yeah, she Nessheim was just jumping out there, moving screen, and you can't do that.
Some of the fans may have disagreed with some of the calls, but I think they've been spot on tonight with some of the stuff they've had to deal with. And Johnston's defense just overpowering Dowling, but the Maroons have found a way to overcome a 11-point deficit at one point, Brian. Here's Clark with it. Step back three. She won't take it. Now looking for the outlet. Here's Gaber. So it's Gaber, Cataldo, Kothy, Caitlin Clark, and McVeigh, the five on the floor. Now Gaber nearly loses it. Gets it to Cataldo. Mia in the lane. It puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebound, Johnston. Outlet pass to Maya McDermott. Lead pass to Nessheim. Her shot up and good. Coach Jellick wanted the and one, and Nessheim got the basket.
Yeah, again, another transition bucket, Mark.
13 points for Reagan Nessheim. And it's 52-50, Johnston by two. And here is Clark from the right elbow up, and her shot is good. 3.5 minutes, we're tied at 52, Dowling and Johnston. 31 points for Clark.
You know everybody here tonight, Mark.
That's the football coaching staff going by. Okay. Don't trip him like I tried.
Yeah. Oh, that's off Johnston.
Yep. Here's a pass inside to Nessheim. Too strong by Kendall Need, who's back in. Turnover back over to Dowling.
And you can see what they were doing with Josie Feiler. They want her playing at the end of the game tonight, Mark. So Coach Meyer was limiting those minutes. Now Josie's going to be in for the rest of the game. And, again, her presence down low has been a nice defensive plus for the Maroons.
This is Josie Feiler. If you joined us late, her first game back, she has 4 points tonight, 2 free throws and a field goal in the third quarter. Tied at 52, Dowling and Johnston. Here's Clark with it between the circles, 2:45 remaining. Caitlin launched a three, top the key, good!
Wow!
Holy mackerel! Tamian Sun's three-pointer, she's got 34 tonight, and that is her 6-3.
She's tough to guard. I mean, because that's
a step back three from the top of the key.
Oh, my gosh.
Now timeout Johnston. Coach Jellick wants to talk it over. Dowling by three, 2:30 remaining. This is a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves, along with Brian Morris, Mark Amadale, here at the Johnston Gym. Dowling 55, Johnston 52. Back after this one-minute break on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to all the Catholic Tuition Organization donors this year. $3.2 million raised in record time. The real thanks, though, comes from our families.
We owe CTO so much. With the tuition help we received, we can keep our kids in Catholic school.
Pledges are being accepted for 2018 online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
It's time to man up, Monday mornings at 9 a.m. and again at 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Johnston Gym. And if you're coming out for the boys' game, it's a brand-new Johnston Gym here on Northwest 100th Street in Johnston. Mark Amadale, Brian Morris. 2.5 minutes remaining in the girls' game. Dowling leading 55-52 over Johnston. Dragons have the basketball. With it is Macy Thompson. Tries to get it to Nessheim, and she loses control of it, but tracks it down. Dragons with it now. Steal. Clark with the steal. She took it away from Maddie Mock all the way down court with the left hand. Up, it's good. The basket counts. Foul on Johnston. And Caitlin Clark with a steal and basket to cap it off, Brian.
You know, it's not even fair, Mark, because Caitlin went behind her back twice. And it was a great steal. Again, I think that was predicated on Josie Feiler's defense in the corner made Nesheim make a poor pass, and Caitlin was able to get it.
Dallin got in the passing lanes. Free throw good by Clark. She has 37 points in the contest.
I'm curious when you do stats how many she's had in this fourth quarter, because I think she has about 15.
More than that, I think. But I'll add it up here. I may need to borrow your calculator.
Right.
You were using it for turnovers. Let me use it for points. 58-52, Dowling by six. Here's McDermott with it for Johnson, and now a blocking foul called on McVay, and Ella will pick up her fourth foul for Dowling. 19 foul on Dowling, correct, and 8 on Johnson. Out of bounds, 1-on-1 coming up for the Dragons.
Yes. And McFay's just a fresh mark, and I know you told me she's a very good softball player.
Oh, yeah, verbally committed to the University of Michigan to play softball as a freshman.
Wow.
Free throw is good by McDermott. McDermott tonight with 9 points. She was held scoreless at halftime, leading scorer for this Dragon team with 19.5 points, and now with 9. Clark, 18 points in the fourth quarter. Just did a quick for Dowling. Second free throw good by McDermott.
And how you just got to face guard her, not even allow her to get the ball, and double team her. I mean, got to have somebody else beat you.
Macy Thompson is in charge of guarding her right now. We're talking about Caitlin Clark. 58-54 Dowling, minute 40 remaining. Maroons kind of play keep away. Here's Cataldo with it. Dribble drives the lane, kicks it back out to McVay. Now we'll see the Dowling version of the weave as Clark, Cataldo, and Wanick will handle the ball.
No.
And now the ball tipped out of bounds. No, it was not.
Nope.
It'll be Johnston basketball, so a turnover against the Maroons.
Yeah, Caitlin's done a nice job. That was a bad decision on her part. She tried to throw it about all the way across the court. And
Johnston comes in averaging 71 points a game. Here we are in the 50s. Dowling comes in averaging 68 points, and they're in the 50s. So
yeah,
it's a defense tonight.
You're right, Mark. Two good defensive teams tonight.
Right, Dragons with the basketball on the offensive end. Here's Jenna Johnson with it. Lose the ball, and I'll pile up, and now we're going to have a jump ball called. Clark down there along with Cataldo and McVay, and it'll be possession arrow favoring Johnston.
That's
a minute 10 remaining.
Good defense there by Mia Cataldo to force the Johnston almost turnover. But
19 fouls on Dowling, 8 on Johnston. Dragons inbound the ball. Timeouts. Dowling has 3 left. Johnston with 2. McDermott for 3. Good. Right over McVay in a timeout. Johnston. Maya McDermott with her 24th three-pointer of the year. Leads the team but her first tonight. And we've got a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves. 65 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling by 1, 58-57 over Johnston here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Straight Talk, 9A and 9P, Tuesdays on Iowa Catholic Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Johnston Gym. Dowling by 1 with 65 seconds remaining. The Maroons inbound the ball. Full court pressure by Johnston. Dowling gets it across. Here's Cataldo with it. She's double teamed and a timeout by Dowling. So the Maroons use one of their 3 timeouts with 57 seconds remaining. The Maroons up 1. Johnson has 1 timeout left. Dowling with 2. Mark Amadeo, Brian Morris. And, Brian, what a finish we're going to see in the opening game of the 2018 portion of the season. 58-57, Dowling by one in a game where the Maroons had to come back by when they trailed by 11 back in the third quarter.
Yeah, and coming into this game, you know, Johnson's ranked fifth, Dowling's ranked seventh. We knew it would be a tight game, and Dowling started off. Johnson came out, got some baskets early down low. Dowling came back, extended the lead a little bit in that second quarter.
Right.
But then Johnson made that run in the third quarter mark and just put it to Dowling. And you're right, they were up by 11 points there at one point. And actually, Dowling has just rode Caitlin Clark this fourth quarter.
They certainly have. And the Maroons' largest lead was 6 points a few minutes ago, but Johnson has cut that lead. Caitlin Clark right now with 37 points to lead Dowling. Maroons inbound the ball. Here's Cataldo with it. Jump stops the right elbow. Kicks it back out to Wanick. Now over to McVeigh. Dowling playing keep away. Here's Wanick with it. They try to get underneath. The ball slapped around, and Cataldo saves it, but she stepped on the sideline right from the Dowling bench. Out of bounds. It'll be Johnston basketball with 43 seconds remaining, and the Dragons a chance to take the lead here, Brian.
Yeah, they came out, and they just were not going to allow Caitlin Clark to touch that ball, Mark. And
yeah.
And she didn't.
Yeah. Boys game coming up. Dowling boys ranked ninth on the latest poll with a 5-2 record, taking on a 6-1 Johnston team, ranked number four on the AP poll. And that game will be following this one. Right now, 30 seconds remain. Ball tipped out of bounds by Dowling. Maroons by one, but Johnston with the basketball. It's been a white-knuckle game for both teams tonight. McDermott has it for the Dragons. These two teams will have the rematch on Friday, January 19th, as Dowling hosts Johnson.
Now
a steal by Mia Cataldo and a foul at half court on Johnson. And Cataldo will go to the free throw line. And Caitlin Clark asking, hey, was that an intentional foul?
I mean, at this point, I don't think it was. I mean, of course, they're all intentional at this point. But
yeah, unintentionally right. Intentional, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't a blatant foul.
So for Johnson, that's her third foul. 19 foul on the Dragons, 9 on Dowling. Cataldo at the free throw line for a one-on-one. Free throw up, good. Mia, who is 3 out of 5 at the line tonight, has 9 points. She'll get a second free throw here. And it's up and good. Mia Cataldo has... Check that. 11 points are going to give her. 11 points for Cataldo. And 60-57. 9 seconds remaining. Johnson with the ball. And a timeout, Coach Jellick. And that'll be his final timeout. And I think the Johnson gal, Macy Thompson, was double team and nearly had a tie-up, but he called for the timeout before that happened.
It was very close, Mark.
We'll keep it here.
We can go back to the steal by Cataldo. Again, over the last 3 or 4 years, Mia has always been that defensive specialist for Dowling, and she jumped perfectly into that passing lane, Mark, got the steal, and again, that's what you want from your seniors, right? You
exactly.
Want them coming up big in games like this.
Well, Caitlin Clark leads Dowling with 37 points. She joined us late. She now has 6 3-pointers. We want to thank our 3-point sponsor, Tamiya & Sons on Des Moines South Side. By the way, Leonetti owes me a lunch there.
I love Tamiya & Sons.
Yes, he does. So. And Cataldo, rather Clark, had 11 points at halftime. So in the second half, she has had 26 points. And 18 of those have been in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, rather. All right, for Caitlin Moses, she's been held to 4 points tonight. Mia Cataldo just picked up her 10th and 11th point with those two free throws. Anna Wanick held to 2 points tonight for the Maroons. Grace Gaber off the bench with 2 points. Josie Filer with 4 points. But J.C. Cothey and Nai Tong scoreless tonight for the Maroons. The Dowling posts a combined 4 points. And you look at Johnston, 28 points with their posts, Jenna Johnson, Maddie Mock, and Reagan Nesheim. So the Maroons have overcome a lot. Lead by 3, 7 seconds remaining, and Johnson with the ball here, Brian.
And Johnson shoots about 40% from three, so a lot of these girls can make it.
Here's McDermott with it. She gets the inbounds pass, goes on the baseline, feeds Nesheim. Her shot up and good. It's a 2-point basket, and the Maroons do not have to throw it in. They win it. Dowling will win it as Nesheim scores, and the Maroons let the clock run out. Johnson could not call a timeout, and Dowling wins it 60-59. Over Johnston in a very exciting high school basketball game from the brand new Johnston Gymnasium.
I'm a little confused by that, Mark. You're down by three, and you don't, and he has a timeout, and they don't drop a three-point shot. That surprised me a little bit.
You thought you think it, they would do that, but instead McDermott dribbled baseline and fed Nesheim, who flashed, let her flash because she's going to get a two-point basket.
Right?
She did, and she scored with 2 seconds left. And Dowling, Josie Feiler smartly holds on to the ball, does not inbound the ball. And the clock runs out on the baseline with Dowling holding the ball.
Yeah, you wonder if that was I can't believe coach wouldn't have drawn up a three-pointer. It just wasn't executed as he had hoped.
And that's probably what happened.
Right.
As the Maroons win it by the score of 60-59 over Johnson. So number 7, Dowling, upends number 5, Johnson, in Class 5A in game 1, 60-59. And, Brian, we had an exciting game, a lot of runs. The Maroons... The Maroons overcame a 11-point deficit in the third quarter, and Dowling's biggest lead was 4 points in the first quarter, but the Maroons got a 6-point lead in the fourth and ended up with the win. But they had overcome a lot, including the turnovers, which I think you needed a calculator to keep track of. Last I remember you telling me, the Maroons had 20 turnovers tonight unofficially.
Yeah, they ended with 23, which, again, as you mentioned many times tonight, Mark, a lot of that has to do with Johnson, how they were playing, but a lot of that had to do with just sloppy basketball.
Sure. Okay, the final is in for game one. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll recap scoring and our statistics and come back and recap the girls' game. Dowling, the final tonight, winning 60-59. The Maroons now move their record to 9-1 in the season, are now 3-0 in Iowa Conference play. And for Johnson, they dropped to 2-1 in Iowa Conference play and 9-1 overall. Back with the postgame show, the girls' game, after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiaAndSons.net.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines, and KIHS Adel. It's 8 o'clock.
Join us for John Leonetti in the morning, weekdays at 7 a.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Johnson High School Gymnasium alongside Brian Morris, Mark Amadale, our final tonight in game one of our doubleheader, the girls' game. And it was Dowling 60 and Johnson 59. The Maroons overcoming an 11-point deficit in the second half to overtake the Dragons. Dowling improving to 9-1 in the season. And the Maroons have now won 6 in a row. Their only loss was to Ankeny Centennial, number 6 Ankeny Centennial, back on November 28th. For Johnson, this is their first loss of the season. They're now 9-0, snaps a 9-game winning streak, and in the series now, the Maroons lead this Dowling-Johnson girls series 19-5, and Maroons have won their last three in a row in the series. So congratulations to Coach Meyer and the Dowling girls. And I think the good luck charm, it wasn't DeVinny, it was Brian Morris coming back out of retirement to sub for Steve DeVinny tonight. Brian, you witnessed a pretty good ball game to start the new year.
I absolutely did, Mark. And it just seems like in the last several years, these games have gone down to the wire between these two teams, and they didn't disappoint tonight. A little sloppy on both sides of the ball, but Caitlin Clark showed why she's the number one recruit in the country at this level as a sophomore, because she just took over the game, and Johnson didn't have an answer. When they tried to come out and guard her, she drove to the basket. When they laid off her a little bit, she can hit the three-pointer, and, you know, that's a pretty amazing game that Caitlin had tonight, especially in that second half.
Clark with 37 points tonight, and unofficially I had her down for 6 to me and Sons three-pointers in the game, and she had 11 points at halftime and had 18 points alone in the fourth quarter to kind of seal the deal for the Maroons. Dowling, unofficially, I have 11 of 13 at the free throw line. I don't know if you're keeping those at all, but I had Dowling 11 of 13 at the free throw line tonight. Dowling 5 for 5 in the fourth quarter to seal the deal. We talked about the closers at the free throw line. Well, Clark, Caitlin is one of them for the Maroons, along with Mia Cataldo, who's not a bad free throw shooter herself at 63%, draining those free throws when it counted.
And you looked at what they needed tonight. Mia Cataldo, who came in and she had 11 points tonight. Mia usually is that defensive specialist, but came through tonight. Anna Wanick, they did a nice job of guarding her. She didn't even get many open looks tonight, Mark, to shoot. The Dowling inside game, I thought Kothy played a nice game in that second half, especially on defense. But Filer, I thought coming in that first game after coming back from ACL surgery.
Sure.
You know, that's just a big pickup for the team, too, when they see their teammate, classmate, somebody they've played with for the last 10 to 12 years coming back from an injury. So I thought the Maroons did a nice job tonight. It's a big win. Big win for them just as you jump into the second half of the season.
All right, Brian, you got to look at the final unofficial game statistics. I know we had to keep a calculator to keep track of the Dowling turnovers. The Maroons overcame 23 turnovers tonight to win it. Take it away.
I have Dowling 22 of 48 shooting, Mark, and that included 8 of 20 from three-point range. 30 rebounds, 23 turnovers. Johnson, 24 of 56. They only shot 3 of 12 from three-point range, so that three-point game was really what took Dowling over the top tonight. 26 rebounds for Johnson, and Johnson just had 15 turnovers. But the Maroons pulled out the victory, Mark, and they're on to another game on Friday, and you said it was in Mason City,
yep. Dowling will next be on the road Friday night in Mason City. Our next broadcast will be 1 week from tonight as the Dowling girls and boys will be traveling to Urbandale. We'll have the game pregame at 6 o'clock, and girls game tipping off at 6:15. Dowling at Urbandale next Tuesday will be our next broadcast. And, again, as Brian, you mentioned, Dowling girls and boys traveling to Mason City. The girls game, the Mason City girls are ranked number 7 in Class 4A, one class below the Maroons, but that'll be a good matchup, usually is, as the Maroons go on the road. Let's take a look at the final scoring tonight. The Maroons had two players in double figures, led by Caitlin Clark with 37 points. She had 6 three-pointers in the contest and 18 points alone in the fourth quarter to seal the deal for the Maroons. Mia Cataldo with 11 points was the second player in double figures. And rounding out scoring for Dowling tonight, off the bench was Josie Filer with 4 points, Caitlin Moses with 4 points, and 2 points each for Anna Wanick and for Grace Gaber. Nai Tong and J.C. Kothy did not score for the Maroons in the contest. Again, Dowling at the free throw line went 11-13 tonight. The Maroons were 5 for 5 in the fourth quarter at the line. For Johnson, they had 4 players in double figures, 3 of them with 13 points each, including Maya McDermott, along with Jenna Johnson and Reagan Nessine, all with 13 points, 11 points for Maddie Mock. And then off the bench, Macy Thompson with 5 points and 2 points for Kendall Need, who battled foul trouble tonight. Alma Hodzik did not score, and neither did Brooke McKee, the other bench players for Johnson. The Dragons go on the road Friday. They'll take on Iowa Conference foe Marshalltown, and that'll be here at the Johnson High School. And that'll be the Dragons' next contest as they host Marshalltown this Friday. That'll wrap up game one of our doubleheader tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling girls winning 60-59 over Johnston. Brian Morris, I'm glad you dusted off the cobwebs, got the bifocals out.
I didn't have them.
You didn't have them a year ago.
I sure didn't.
And we appreciate you sitting in. I think our listeners did too.
That's great. Thank you for inviting me out. And anytime you need help, if Mr. DeVinny is traveling, just give me a buzz. And it's always fun to come back. And you do such an awesome job. And I listen to you guys most every Friday night when I can.
When you're not traveling or sending us,
you know what,
Snapchat pictures from the East Coast. Where
even when I'm traveling, we will sometimes tune you in.
Oh, yeah, the old iPhone.
Yeah, my wife's a lot smarter in technology than I am, and she usually gets us hooked up.
We always knew that, Brian.
Yep, I know.
Brian, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Mark,
for joining us.
All right, take care.
All right, we'll take a break here on the post-game show of the girls' game. We'll take about a four-minute break, Jeff, and return with pregame the boys' game between Dowling and Johnson. Again, the final in game one, it was Dowling 60, Johnson 59. The Maroons are now 9-1 in the season. Johnson falls to 9-1. This is Mark Amadale from the Johnson Gym, back with the pregame show for the boys' game coming up in 4 minutes here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School is underwritten by
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Two Rivers Glass and Door,
Kemen Industries,
R&R Realty Group,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
the Catholic Tuition Organization,
and Tamia and Sons.
Please support the businesses that support Iowa Catholic Radio as we broadcast across Central Iowa on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming on iowacatholicradio.com and smartphones everywhere on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Sponsored by Blessman Ministries and the People's Abstract Company.